politics and the Russia investigation.
A controversial memo could be out today.
L.A. school shooting called accidental.
This child was extremely lucky.
The battle over generic drugs.
I call it anti-competitive conduct.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Simmons Beauty Rest.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kaith, and we could just be hours from the release of a classified Republican memo that's expected to stoke new debate about the Russia investigation. We're live with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Despite vociferous objections from the FBI, including an in-person appeal from its director, a senior White House official says the president is okay with the memo's release. Crafted by the GOP-led House Intelligence Committee, the document is said to contain allegations that the FBI wrongly used Democratic-funded opposition research to seek a warrant against former Trump campaign aide Carter Page. House Speaker Paul Ryan says releasing the memo is necessary to prevent abuse of the FISA surveillance law.
If there are instances or individuals who have abused that power, it is our job in Congress to shed light on that, bring transparency and accountability to the process.
But top Intelligence Committee Democrat Adam Schiff tells CBS News the Republicans are, quote, doing the president's bidding.
It's a tremendous disservice to the American people who are going to be misled by this, by the selective use of classified information.
In a tweet this morning, the president says the top leadership and investigators of the FBI and the Justice Department have politicized the sacred investigative process in favor of Democrats and against Republicans. But he says the rank and file are great people. Steve?
At a Republican event last night in Washington, President Trump offered a party pep talk and slammed Democrats on the issue that's tied lawmakers in a knot.
Our immigration situation, I think it has a chance. You know, the Democrats are AWOL. They're missing in action. We're saying, where are they? We have a proposal. We never hear from them.
But Mr. Trump offered nothing new on the immigration and spending standoff that threatens another possible government shutdown next week. Immigration agents raided more than 70 businesses in Northern California this week to check on the status of workers. It's thought to be the largest local sweep of its kind since President Trump took office. No arrests were made. Police in L.A. say the middle school shooting that left two students wounded yesterday was an accident. A 12-year-old girl had a semi-automatic handgun in a backpack. It went off when she dropped it. But L.A. Schools Police Chief Steve Zipperman says,
I assure you, if we find out it came from an adult from a home, that the proper prosecutorial procedures will occur.
The two students are expected to survive. Also considered an accident, a flaming minivan in Shanghai. 18 people were hurt when the driver of a van hauling gas canisters who was smoking hit pedestrians after the vehicle burst into flames. The driver's in a coma. A new study finds the flu vaccine is less than 20% effective against the strongest strain of the flu bugs out there this season. That's half as effective as last year. CBS's Dr. Tara Narula says getting a shot still makes sense.
That would be the wrong message to take away, that I shouldn't get vaccinated because it's not effective. Every public health official in the CDC will say there's still benefit. There's benefit because 17% overall effectiveness is better than nothing. There's benefit because it can decrease the severity of the symptoms, can decrease your risk of complications, and it can also protect you against the other strains, influenza B and H1N1.
The normal peak of the flu season is still a few weeks away. The Humane Society has voted to keep CEO Wayne Pacelli, even though an internal investigation found three complaints of sexual harassment against him. The decision prompted seven board members to quit. Some major donors have pulled back. Big news from two big businesses. Amazon reports a record quarterly profit close to $2 billion. Apple had a $20 billion quarter, a new mark for the tech giant. New moves in Washington now to change the playing field when it comes to the launch of cheaper generic drugs. We're live with CBS's Peter King.
Well, Steve, the proposed CREATES Act would target legal but questionable tactics that slow or stop competitors from making generics. Rutgers Law Professor Michael Carrier.
Those games take many forms. In one form, a brand company will pay a generic to delay entering the market. In another form, it will switch from one version of a drug to another, just trivially different, just to keep generics off the market.
Retired teacher Pam Holt takes Revlimid to treat her blood cancer. Her co-pay, $640 a month.
I don't know how anyone can afford that. I really don't.
Drug maker Mylan wants to make a generic version but says it can't because the original manufacturer Celgene won't provide samples. Now Mylan is suing. Celgene says it'll have a generic version in 4 years, likely too late for Pam Holt. Steve?
In a Wisconsin courtroom.
I'm sorry. I didn't
Teenager Morgan Geiser was sentenced to 40 years in a mental hospital for stabbing a classmate 19 times to appease the fictional internet character Slender Man. A second teenager was sentenced to 25 years in an institution 2 months ago. The girl who was attacked survived. Now to Cuba.
Fidel Ángel Castro Díaz-Balart.
Where a news broadcast told of the suicide death of the late leader Fidel Castro's son. The report said the man, known as Little Fidel, was 68. He had been treated for depression. Here at home, Super Bowl 52 is Sunday night. CBS's Steve Futterman has our preview.
The big game is now just 2 days away. The New England Patriots got good news yesterday. Their star wide receiver Rob Gronkowski has recovered from a concussion and will be able to play.
I'll be ready to roll in the game. I'll be full go, ready to roll.
Someone who knows the Patriots quite well is Philadelphia running back LeGarrette Blount. He played for New England for 4 seasons. He says the Eagles cannot make mistakes.
You got to go out there and play as close to a perfect game as you can possibly play.
The Patriots remain a 4-5 point favorite. Steve Futterman, CBS News, at the Super Bowl in Minneapolis.
Well, citing the new tax law, Hostess, the maker of Twinkies and other treats, says it's giving workers cash bonuses and additional 401k contributions. And the icing on the cake is they'll get a year's worth of free baked goods. The Groundhog, Punxsutawney Phil, had his big moment a little while ago in western Pennsylvania, and most of us aren't going to like the news.
I see my royal shadow. 6 more weeks of winter to go.
From Florida, the story this morning of a donation that prompted a call to police.
People donate all kinds of things to Goodwill, clothes, furniture, toys. But what may be a first, someone left a grenade launcher loaded with a live grenade at a Goodwill store near Tampa. Employees recognized the danger and called authorities. Deputies disposed of the grenade in a hazmat locker and stored the launcher in their property room. No word on who made that donation. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
United Airlines has changed policy for people who want to fly with emotional support animals. It follows this week's decision to deny a woman's attempt to board with her peacock. Come March, those flyers will have to prove the animals are trained and vaccinated with official documents from a vet. Delta Airlines is doing the same thing. That's the World News Roundup for Friday, the broadcast produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.